Chapter 4. "What in the hell happened to the site of your warship?" Crack asked as he walked into the conference room off the bridge. "And where is Anastasia Miller?" he added, when he noticed the absence of the human female. Grand Admiral Bran Marcus grimaced as muffled chuckles echoed around the room. Kuran, the Conqueror's chief engineer, Captain Leela Tulas, the chief medical officer, Lazarus, the new security officer, and Rorik all sat around the table. Instead, his sharp gaze swept over the male who worked specifically with Anastasia Miller's elite security team in conjunction with Rorik Jeffe's team, which worked for the head consul on Paulus. "She is resting," Tulas explained. "I gave her a mild sedative, despite her protests. She needed rest in order to heal."
"How badly was she injured?" Crack asked, with a frown.
"Superficial wounds, mostly," Tulas replied lightly, looking over at Rorik when he sat forward. "She will be fine."
"Was she raped?"
Rorik asked harshly. Tulas stared into the dark, flashing eyes and shivered. Both this male and the one that just walked in frightened her, even though she knew they would never harm her. Both males held an air of barely controlled restraint. She sat back in her chair when the huge gray male took a step closer when she didn't answer right away. Shaking her head, she quickly gave them what information she could without violating patient-healer confidentiality. She breathed a sigh when the new male finally sat down in the chair across from her. When she was finished, she quickly stood and excused herself. Crack watched as the older female walked out the door. He turned and looked at Rorik first. He had begun piecing the images from Weston together, and he wasn't liking what he was seeing.
"You have to stay with Anastasia Miller and protect her," Crack stated.
"The plot to kill the members on the council is larger than we originally thought. They want to use her, and they want Gracie Jones for some reason. They think she has information they need."
Rorik scowled, as did the other men sitting around the table.